Remember when you were starting your career or starting something fresh? Or maybe you're starting now and it was exciting and new and you were learning and growing. You also thought that the company and your manager would help you guide your career path. Well, how's that going? My name is Todd Doherty and I host a podcast called Manage Me. I have 30 years of client, product, and operations experience from startups to retail to Fortune 100 companies. Listen in as I share real-world stories of business and life with solutions you can use. I'll have occasional fantastic guests that will share their insights as well. Come join me and learn real-world guides on how to be the most successful you and manage you. That's Manage Me Podcast and managemepodcast@gmail.com. Team, welcome back. Todd Doherty, Manage Me Podcast. One of the things that's starting to happen here is I'm starting to get really good feedback and starting to hear from listeners about what they want to hear. Recently, got an email from Mary Catherine, and it's a great story. Can't wait for you to hear about it. But the email says, I went through a couple of years of self-doubt and what I wanted to do after I've gotten laid off at a job I absolutely loved and I thought I'd be able to grow a career with. So she had a really hard time for a while, and she says, as someone in their early 30s who is now starting from the bottom again, I really had never heard about personal branding until recently. I would love for you if you did a podcast on personal branding. It's extremely important and something I wish I had known about 10 to 15 years ago. How can we help grow our personal brand? How do we find our personal brand is, etc.? So first off, exciting topic. Can't wait to get into it with Mary Catherine here in a minute. But also, if you have questions, if you have comments, please go to manageme.godaddysites.com or email at managemepodcast@gmail.com. Let's listen in.
With Allison Self Marketing, you are more than just another client. Our goal is to bring your story to life through branding, strategy, print and digital ads, PR, and community outreach. Diversity is reflected not only in our team, but also in the concepts and ideas we bring to the table to market your business. We are ink slingers, idea bringers, scribblers, and strategists. We are South. To learn more about how we can grow your business, visit AllisonSouthMarketing.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. This is Todd Doherty and the Manage Me Podcast. Special guest today, Mary Catherine, reached out to me via email on a great topic that I'm excited to hear about. Welcome to the podcast, Mary Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm from Augusta, Georgia. And I saw your podcast and I thought I'd send in a message about personal branding. I've just kind of discovered it recently.
And I think it's a great story. Like I know your whole story, but connecting with you, seeing your career transition or progression through to where you are now sounds awesome. So that's the end of the story. We don't want to start with the end of the story,
okay.
which I think is fantastic. It sounds like you're on the right track, doing the things you want to do, but like many people, the beginning part was, it sounds like maybe a little rough. Career transition, getting laid off, having to figure it out. And listen, I've been laid off twice in my career. And it was, once was at a startup. I don't want to say it was expected. We got acquired by a big company. And I kind of, we were a tiny, tiny little company. We got acquired by a big company. So I kind of thought the writing was on the wall, but didn't realize it would happen in like 32 days. Boom. Right. All of a sudden, you're out of a job.
Yes.
And the second one literally caught me totally off guard. I moved my family, moved from Connecticut to Georgia, where we are now. I worked with this company as a customer for like 10 years. They were always trying to capture me. That sounds terrible. Hire me. We made the move. I was so excited about the opportunity, and some executive changes happened, and my whole team gone.
Right.
So it's shocking because here in the States, you are your job. Like if you think about, you go to a party and you introduce yourself, you're like, hi, I'm Todd and I work at blah, blah, blah. And this is my family.
Right.
Most of the rest of the world is, hey, I'm Todd and I like to go hiking and blah, blah, blah. Oh, and I, by the way, I work here.
Right. Completely. Yes.
So it's, you know, tell me what that was like when you got laid off. Okay. It was, I'm sure it was a shock.
Yes. So, it was in 2017. So I'd been working for this company that was a big publishing company here in Augusta that does stuff all over the world. We weren't in a recession or anything like that. So when I had joined, I was thinking at the time, like, this will be a great career path. I guess essentially, you know, there was going to be a lot of opportunity there. Right. So I was 28 and got laid off. And I just remember at the time when it happened, I felt really lost. Like, what am I going to do? Where do I go from here? Because at the time, to me, if I was going to work in publishing, I had this journalism degree. That was where you went.
Right.
So
everybody, so you had the plan. You know, you graduated, you got the job,
yes.
You're on the career track, right? Everything's going great. And then
right.
Zip, the carpet gets pulled out in front of you.
And, you know, everyone I knew still had jobs. So I don't feel like there was anybody at the time that I could relate to. And I ended up finding a job a few weeks later that was for a printing company. So I was thinking, okay, it's kind of like publishing, just, you know, on the other end. Why don't I do this? So I gave that a try. It did something the whole time I was there, just didn't feel right about it. But while I was there, I was offered a position at a clothing boutique. And I'd always loved fashion and thought it would be a great way to be creative with clothes. So why not? And while I was there, I actually started to help manage the social media. And that's when I realized that I really enjoyed that type of creative outlet. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of learning curve, but again, it just didn't really, I still kind of felt like a little lost. Like, I don't really know if this is for me. What do I do? Is this good long-term? I kind of just felt like at that point, you know, I was doing what I could because I had just gotten married at 2018.
Oh, yes. Add that into the mix too. Holy
so
cow.
I had just gotten married and I had taken the job at the clothing boutique and it still didn't feel right. But at that point, I just kind of thought, well, I'm kind of also doing what I need to do to help financially provide with right. my husband.
Which is part of it, right?
Yes.
I say that to a lot to my teams when I have teams. And if any of them are listening, they will have heard this from me. But, you know, when you're in a meeting, right, you're in a meeting room and there's a round table or a table full of people and people are introducing themselves. If someone on my team says, hi, my name is Jane and I work for Todd, I stop them right there. And I said, nope, you don't work for me. You work for yourself and to provide for your family. You can say, I'm your manager. You could say we work together. You could say we're on the same team, whatever you want to say. But listen, if we were all multimillionaires, we wouldn't be here. We would be, you know, on a beach drinking a beer or whatever we'd want to do. So you have to realize that. But you're right. I mean, that's where we have a job to make a living. And, you know, right. sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, right, to make a living.
Yes.
And
yes.
that's hard. That's very hard. Especially when you sound like you had a path you wanted to journey on, but you didn't know exactly what that journey was.
Right. And it took me a while to probably accept the fact that, okay, the career path I had planned for myself was not going to be the plan ultimately for me. And that's okay.
Right.
Just took me a while to really accept it, I think. But yeah, so then I applied for a part-time job with a fitness studio and the owner had seen that I had experience doing social media. So she brought me on to run that. And from there, people began commenting on how great it looked and the engagement was rising. And after a few months, the owner and a couple of other people at the studio had been telling me, you know, you should really start trying to do social media for other people, go out on your own, do freelance. So about a month before the pandemic hit,
oh no,
I
know where this story's going.
Yes, I had decided I'm going to do this. Like, they're being very supportive. You know, this does look great. I'm going to try to do it for other people. So I started trying to get other clients and I started just gaining more knowledge, teaching myself, which is tough because at that point, you know, most of the businesses that I was trying to get as clients were small businesses. Right. So
how did you do that? Sales is one aspect that, you know, I talk about this a lot. I talk about the bookends of business, especially small business, right? If you're an electrician, right, a plumber, a social media expert, you know, whatever that your small business is, the bookends, that as I call them, first bookend, one end is sales, like getting customers. That's right. Really hard.
Yes.
The middle part, your expertise, in this case, social media, like you're really good at it. So that's not really the hard part. It's probably the part you love and the passionate part.
Right.
But the other end of the spectrum is getting paid to, yes, do that work. So sales and getting paid, those are two bookends. Those are the hardest parts. So how did you go about getting some clients and earning, you know, their business?
So I kind of started thinking about the small businesses around me and looking up to see if they had social media pages. A couple of them did. And I kind of was thinking, you know, their page could probably look a little bit better. And visually, you know, you would want it to be better. And like I said, we're a couple months into the pandemic, right, or I guess about one. And so I approached them and I just said, hey, I saw you have social media. I am doing this for freelance and I would love to help you out. And I had come up with, you know, pricing package. I showed them the other work that I had done for the fitness studio and another person that I was just helping at the time. And so they called me after the pandemic had started. So around the summertime. And they said, you know, we haven't forgotten about you. We would love to hire you, but we're just now really reopening and we need to wait and see how things go. And I don't, you know, for small businesses, nobody knew what it was going to look like. So, or if they would have the funds to even pay somebody to help do the social media, because to them, it wasn't necessarily necessary, but that's where things started turning.
Right.
For sales.
Well, because they didn't have, I mean, it depends on the type of business. They didn't have that walk-in. They didn't, right, have the
face-to-face.
Right. So they had to, and by the way, social media right now is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in such a great position because there's so many different social media outs. I mean, podcasting is in a way some type of social media, but there's so many, you know, there's the business side of LinkedIn. There's Twitter, there's just a million different avenues. And as a small business owner, that's really hard, really,
right,
hard and confusing and time consuming. So
yes,
you've got a really neat sweet spot there.
Yeah. So I guess I did that for a few months. And then last fall, I kind of realized that I had changed as a person and that my confidence had changed. And I wanted to find something that felt a little bit more stable and secure. So I began applying to different places. And then in February, I interviewed and am now working as a social media coordinator for Allison South Marketing Group.
Awesome.
Yes. So it's been a great journey. I love it there. I create social media calendars and schedule posts, and I help form social strategies and performance reports. Everything is not the same, which I just really, that's a bonus.
Using all your expertise. I mean, you know, the story here, you know, at a very high level is that everyone's path is different. Everyone's path is not perfectly linear. You know, you don't go, a lot of people think, well, you know, I graduate college. And by the way, that this whole journey starts before college, because I think it's one of the biggest challenges in society is, you know, graduate high school, go to college, get a degree, get a job. Well, I'm supposed to know what I want to do with the rest of my life. Like am I senior year in high school? Like,
right,
I don't know. So that's why, you know, people change majors so many times and that's okay. And, you know, you found your path and it might be, you know, a different circumventing kind of, you know, instead of a straight line, sometimes you go sideways, sometimes you go back a little bit. In your note to me, you said, you know, I am kind of starting over. I guess maybe it doesn't sound like you started over. It sounded like you had a really big challenge put ahead of you. Boom,
yes,
you know, hey, find a new job. That's a big challenge. But you did a great job of stepping back and saying, okay, well, let's figure out. I'm still in, you know, my sweet spot of, you know, journalism and social media and writing. And,
yes.
You know, I'm still in there, and there's so many avenues to take. You found an avenue, and, you know, you really did it, I'm going to say, the hard way, which it you probably didn't realize it like then, but because you really started your own business, which is awesome. And that's really hard to do. I'm sure that first couple emails or first couple phone calls with clients were exciting on one hand, but certainly scary on the other. Like, can I do this? Like,
yeah.
I just told them I could do it and I got pricing, but I've only done it a few times. Like, yikes. Right. That's probably scary.
Yes. It is scary. And, you know, I started thinking about like what I've learned from this, and you know, you always hear that it's never too late to learn something new or go back to school or start a new career. But yeah. I never really knew of anyone who did those things. So I feel like, you know, even if you're 30 years old and that's where you're at in your life, like, that's okay.
Totally okay. I tell a lot of recent college graduates or soon to be college graduates who are literally freaking out because they're going to have student loans, you know, come due like three right. months after graduation. And what do I do? And I tell them, okay, you got student loans, so you got to get a job, right? I mean, period, do something.
Right. But
right now, take the biggest risk. Like, if you wanted to pick up and move from Augusta to California to pursue acting, go do it. Because right now, while it feels like it's the biggest risk in your lifetime, and by the way, it is at age, I don't know, when do you graduate college? 22. At age 22, it is literally the biggest risk you've ever taken. When you're 50 and look back, you had no mortgage. You probably weren't married. You know, right. You had like zero risk. So you move to California, you pursue acting. It doesn't work out. You come back, I don't know, 2 years later, you're 24. So what? You know, now pursue something else. And, you know, in a way you did that. And it's funny because I'm clearly much older than you, but you're like, well, and I'm 30 starting over. So you're still so young, right? You really are. You probably don't right. feel like it right now in the moment. Again, 20 years from now, you'll look back and like, I was so young when I did that podcast with Todd. But the what people, and you kind of mentioned it, people don't talk about their, and I'm trying not to use the word failure. It's
they're
not
hurdles.
A failure.
No one talks
yeah, they're
about
hurdles. The challenges, their speed bumps, their pitfalls. They don't really talk about that. And it's good to talk about it because, believe me, I don't know how many listens we're going to have. It doesn't even matter if there's two. I don't care. But walk down the street, talk to your friends, talk to your friends' parents. All of them have a story like you. All of them.
Right.
And it's just, we don't talk about it. And we should, because one of the other things I talk about a lot is imposter syndrome, where, you know, that same, I mentioned it before, that same meeting room, right? You've got 12 people sitting around a table and everyone topic, and all of a sudden you're looking around the room and everyone's talking about this topic and you're like, how am I here? Why? I shouldn't be here. These people clearly must have more expertise than me. What am I doing? And what you don't realize is half the room is thinking the same exact thing. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. How did I get here? I'm in this meeting room with all these people. And, you know, life and your career are like that. Like, and you just grabbed onto it and were like, I'm going to pursue this social media thing. And you're doing it. It's awesome.
Yes. It's kind of, you know, I was talking to one of my friends the other day and I was telling her, it's kind of funny because as I took these other jobs, now looking back, all of those played a small part into where I am now.
Yeah.
But at the time, absolutely. You don't choose or, you know, you don't see that.
Well, I say this to you a lot. You know, when you get laid off or, you know, when you come to a big career challenge, you know, someone inevitably will say to you at some point, if not 10 times, you know, you'll hear it at least once, but it may be 10 times. Well, you know, things happen for a reason. You know, this job isn't here for you because there's a better job out there. Now, by the way, it's completely true. But at the time, you just want to say, like, shut up. I don't want to hear that right now.
Yes.
But it is true. And so while that, you know, for whatever reason, that company that you were working at changed their direction and laid you off, all that stuff, like, you probably wouldn't be here and, you know, happy with your new job at Allison South and learning so much more about social media. You would have been on a completely different journey. And now it probably wouldn't have been bad, but you wouldn't even have known this journey existed.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
So true.
That's very cool. Very cool. So one of the other things that we talked about is branding and personal branding. And I think you mentioned, you know, I wish I had done that earlier. Tell me more about that.
Okay. So a few months ago, we have a weekly staff meeting each week, and our COO of Allison South said, this week we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to give you all a talk about personal branding. Nice. So, you know, being 32, I'd honestly never heard or really learned anything about personal branding. So it kind of, listening to her, it sparked something in me. And I'm the type of person who, I hear about something, and if it sparks any kind of interest, I like to start reading about it, researching, understanding it. So I kind of started asking myself, well, what's my personal branding? Because had I had someone teach me about that in my early 20s, even though, you know, Facebook, it was a big thing. And I guess I was just always aware, you know, that you don't put things out there that you wouldn't want everyone to see.
Right.
But during that time of the early 2000s, and Facebook and those types of platforms really weren't as big then as they are now. And they just weren't something you had at the palm of your hand. So, you know, whereas now you apply for a job and the next thing to your resume, normally that's what employers look at. They go and look somebody up on social media.
Well, in fact, my thought is, and I'm not the originator of this thought, but I believe, so Microsoft bought LinkedIn a few years back. Mm-hmm. I believe in the very near future, resumes, like paper resumes, exist. You'll have an online profile. It may or may not be LinkedIn, but it'll be something like LinkedIn. It probably will be, you know, LinkedIn at some point will have a competitor, and it'll be better and more improved than LinkedIn for sure. But I believe you will have an online persona, online profile, online branding, and it will be linked to your Twitter, your Facebook, your, you know, whatever the new Facebook is, at, you know, 10 years from now.
Right.
And you will have an online brand, and you will need to manage that if you are a professional and want to succeed. I really think that's going to happen.
Yes, I definitely agree. Because, you know, well, in a part of personal branding, it's how do you present yourself? Who's your audience? How are you going to handle yourself in a situation? You're always on display. And some are on display more than others, whether it be a podcast or a blog or whichever social media platform you're active on. You're out there. Anybody can Google you and find you for the most part. But I think it's just, I guess, it's how much you decide you want to put out there. So like you said about maybe having resumes all online one day. I mean, yeah, if they did that, people would really have to be aware of what they're putting out there more so than they are now.
I agree. You know, it's funny. You know, there's no like handbook. You know, you jump on, you know, Twitter and you go. Like, there's no, you know, here are the rules, you know, and of course they don't teach it in school. They don't teach, you know, those life skills in school, which is kind of crazy. Don't get me on that track.
Yeah.
But I think if you are, and particularly you're so aware because this is your living, right? Social media, right?
Right.
But there's so many people out there that aren't aware that, you know, well, I use Facebook for this, for my friends, but I use, you know, whatever for, you know, my kind of venting and, you know, political stuff. And again, I really think that at some point, and it's not far away, that will just be all tied together and you will have an online brand based on all the things you've ever said or done online. And, you know, there's no going back and correcting that, which is scary because it makes you want to not go online, right?
Yes.
Which is what I don't want. I mean, people, we should go online, but I think like you're saying is it should be a conscious, like, okay, who am I? What do I want my brand to be? Who is my audience? What things should I be seeing and posting and, right. and liking to support that, et cetera, which is, you know, that's not easy. You know, you can't just go on and post and like anything. If you truly want to create a brand, some people don't want to create a brand, and that's okay too.
Right. Oh yeah. And one thing that we constantly are saying, is post with intention. Don't just post to post.
Yeah.
Because when you're posting with intention, you're being your most authentic self. And that's how, you know, your engagement might go up because you're not just posting.
Absolutely. The other thing is that I'm seeing is, because I'm kind of new to this too, by the way, but I'm starting to see is people. So I'm kind of starting to brand myself as, you know, I'm figuring it out, kind of like you. Like I'm right. in the early part of this, you know, career coaching, personal coaching kind of world. And there's so many coaches out there. And it's just kind of get lost. I'm not saying they're bad people or they're bad coaches or any of that stuff, but it's just, I feel you have to pick, like, here's my expertise in coaching. Like I'm not going to coach everyone. I'm kind of narrowing in on that space and I haven't figured it out yet. So right. I'll hopefully figure that out. But as I'm figuring that, I'm learning about, you know, okay, like you said, intentional posting. So, you know, there's some things I wanted to like repost and retweet. I'm like, no, not going to do that because I know that's not the direction I want, you know, this kind of next career step to go. So I'm not right. going to do that. So, you know, intentionally not posting some things.
Right.
Which takes self-control and discipline. It's a little challenging sometimes.
Yes.
But so you know, if we kind of look at your story from beginning to end, you know, your email that you sent me was kind of like, oh, like when I first read it, I was like, I got the sense that you were like, oh, I wish I knew all these things. And, you know, I like off track. I was kind of having this negative connotation out of it. But then the more I talked to you, I was like, no, this is a great story, because while it may have started with maybe some tragedy, it you know, pushed you in a great direction. I think it pushed you in a direction maybe you didn't realize you wanted to go or were going to go. It pushed you to learn so many things about branding, about sales, right? You learned how to like package, you know, pricing and, yes. and you know, and find customers, and you learn and you continue to learn. You're learning all these things, and it's a great journey. The worst would be is if the story just ended. You know, I got laid off and I worked, I don't know, I don't want to insult anyone, you know. I served coffee for the rest of my life.
Right.
You know, which is but not a bad profession. Don't want right. to say that. But if your passion was social media and journalism and writing and kind of that area, then you'd be wasting that doing, you know, serving coffee at Starbucks.
Yes, I totally agree.
So it's a fantastic journey. So anything else you want to talk about or relay as part of your story?
I just had one question for you.
Oh boy. Okay.
What kind of story do you want to tell with your podcast?
Well, so the story of my podcast is as COVID hit, you know, kind of boom, back, you know, in my home office. I always had a home office and never, you know, I'd use it if I was, you know, not feeling well and I'd work from home, or I'd had like a, you know, HVAC guy coming to, you know, look at the air conditioner and, you know, I'd work from home, but I never really worked from home for like weeks at a time.
Right.
And so started to do that. And as I was sort of fixing up my office, because my wife was using it for like all sorts of her stories, and I was like, you got to get out. I found this little book. And Steve Wooters, who I worked with at Citizens Bank way like 10 years ago, gave it to his whole team and said, you know, as you have ideas and insights and imagination and, you know, thought leadership, just write it down in this book. And so my book's not complete, but it has all these great thoughts. And I said, you know, and I've got, you know, Lauren, who I know, you know, Lauren.
Yes.
And I've got my older daughter, Emma, and they're, you know, finishing up college and about to start their careers. And while I think I've done an okay job coaching them personally and life and, you know, all that kind of stuff, I don't, and hopefully maybe by example professionally, but I don't think I ever talked to them about this stuff, about like imposter syndrome, like I mentioned before. I don't think I've had those conversations with them. So I thought, well, two things. One is every once in a while, someone will say, hey, you should really do voiceovers. You have a pretty cool voice. I don't think my voice is cool. I don't think anyone thinks their own voice is cool, but whatever. And then like this social media podcast kind of thing sounded really cool. I'm like, well, it's kind of a blend of both. And if I can just tell my stories and only my daughters hear it, and they can listen anytime they want to, that's cool. Because this sounds morbid, but you know, I could get hit by a train tomorrow, right? And they would never have heard any of this stuff. So that was the start of this. And then it started to evolve to, boy, what am I going to do in my next life, my next career, you know? And I have a lot of business experience, you know, running teams and growing operations and all sorts of stuff. And I thought, well, let me talk about that and let me see what kind of direction that may bring me from a coaching or mentoring or whatever perspective. So that's kind of where I am now, still figuring this all out. And I have to say, like folks like you, and I have three other interviews, I'll call them podcast episodes, over the next 3 weeks that I'm going to talk to people just like you, but about their story or their ideas. And it's really awesome. I'm really enjoying this. Now the challenge is, how do I monetize that? Right? How do I make that, you know, money appearing in my bank account? But it's not why I really started all this. It's hopefully happens, but it's not the main reason why I started. But yeah, that's you know, this is sort of a experiment's not the right word, but definitely a journey, just like you, trying to I'm learning a ton of things. I'm talking to great people, and I hope just a handful of people are learning and enjoying this as well. And if you're listening, let me know. Are you learning and are you listening? And hopefully it's working out.
That's really cool.
Thanks for the question.
Yeah, of course. That's really cool.
Well, I want to first again thank you for your note and being willing to come on a podcast. And I don't think you've ever been on one before.
I have not.
thank you. It's kind of probably a scary thing. And thank you for sharing your story, because, like I said before, not a lot of people share this story. You know, a lot of people, and I think it should be the exact opposite. When you get laid off, a lot of the culture, typical culture of in the United States here, is don't tell anybody, it's embarrassing. And I think it should be the complete opposite. In fact, I think the only way that, you know, as we evolve, like resumes are going out the door, as we talked about, you have to tell everybody, tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your mail person, like, hey, I'm in this job, this career, got laid off, I'm looking for a job. And, you know, that's how you find jobs. It's like, I don't know what, remember what the percentage is, but the vast majority of you finding jobs is because you know someone or know someone who knows someone, and they get you that job. So coming on the podcast and telling your story about, ugh, this happened to me, but here's where I am now, is a fantastic story, and everyone should hear it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for sharing it. And I look forward to hopefully someday soon hearing more about your story and kind of your next adventure, because this is just the start. You're just at the beginning of your adventure. So thank you again for sharing today.
Thank you.